Check out Finding Mojo with Zana and Nico, the podcast for millennials on the go. This podcast features guests from different walks of life who have wiggled their way into finding success in their chosen fields.
We're trying to find ourselves. We're trying to land our feet on the ground and be part of society. Who are we in society? How can we be useful?
Character development really did start when I cosplayed. You bump into troubles when you're younger and then you realize, oh, I did wrong.
Get to hear insights on how to navigate the corporate jungle, even life in general.
Put integrity first at all times, no matter what it is that you're doing, because you can never go wrong if you stick to your principles.
I just chose a hobby that I like a lot and I'm passionate about, and then just put your heart into it and then make money out of it.
Finding Mojo with Zana and Nico. Download for free on Spotify. Follow the podcast and stream now.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Finding Mojo with Zana and Nico, the podcast for millennials on the go. It's Zana here, and together with me is Nico. Nico, who do we have today?
Zana, for the podcast today is someone, you know, I admittedly had to stalk on social media. Now, while his profession grants him the opportunity to help thousands of people every day through health insurance, he sure looks like he's having the time of his life doing it. He's actually a living proof that work-life balance is achievable. On this episode, let's get to know him more as the person and not the designation. Everyone, please help me welcome to the podcast IntelliCare's regional intermediary for sales and marketing, Mr. Clyde Maratas. Hey, sir.
Hello, Nico. Hello, Zana. I'm really having a good time. And hello to our avid listeners to this podcast.
Let's start things off with a very simple question. But before that, by the way, thank you for gracing us with your presence during BSA Solutions' second year anniversary. That was our first time to actually meet with you. Clyde, take us back to your elementary and high school days. Tell us more of your fondest memories.
Oh, before that, I also wanted to thank you for inviting me during your second anniversary. Such a great time celebrating the unforgettable milestone of each employee, and not to mention a celebration of the rich culture of the Philippines. I love that theme.
Nice.
So going back to your question, I finished my elementary in St. Anne Learning Center and my high school in St. Louis School, which is now St. Louis College of Cebu, which, based from my reliable sources, Nico, mm-hmm. also
yeah.
from the same school.
Luishan, fellow Luishan here. Yeah.
Shout out to all Luishans.
Yep.
During my younger years or younger days, I have always had the desire to explore my talents, my capabilities, my passion, and my purpose. I used to be an active of a glee club and a choir group, even though that time, I don't know how to sing yet.
Okay.
Represented my batch in a student body organization, became the Bravo Company commander of CAT. Wow. I also led fellow young people in a church ministry and even joined extemporaneous and declamation contest. Imagine.
all these things at a young age. How did all you manage things to juggle all... And the funny thing is, it's like a healthy melange of activities. They are so, you know, from far ends of the spectrum, but then you've managed to join each and every one of them. How did you go through all those?
Yeah, very diverse. Because in that chapter of my life, I felt like I was a clay. You know, I've recognized that there was something lacking. I knew I was not shaped. I knew that I needed wedging and trimming and molding to become, I don't know, a solid earthenware or a pot. So the fondest memory was really trying to discover myself, challenge my limitation, and trying to find my mojo.
But it's nice. I like the way you put it. You know, you're like a clay. So while you're in the process of getting to know what your strengths and weaknesses are, you allowed yourself to become a mold. Simply.
Yeah. I was determined. I was focused on how could I help myself, because, you know, I don't want to wait for someone to help me. I have to discover myself and look for ways where I could fit in and also expand my horizon at the same time.
I like it that, you know, like at such a young age, even when, you know, like at college, you already have that passion about being a contributing member of a community.
I like that.
Since the very beginning. That's really good. What did you study in college?
I graduated nursing in the University of San Carlos. So shout out to Carolinians out there. Yeah, I think the movement from high school to college was kind of difficult because I don't, you know, in our family, there's no one really exploring the medical field. So at that time, the nursing was really the on the go course. So that's my course. I graduated Bachelor of Science in Nursing sometime year ago.
But you know, like nursing is more of a traditional course in the Philippines, right?
The extremity of training in the nursing field is so wide and holistic that it is a good introductory program to step in the uncharted waters of the corporate world. And we've seen that. I've seen that. A lot of nursing graduates became people managers, web developers, entrepreneurs, MSME business leaders, financial expert, and even explored politics. So I feel that, you know, nursing could really help me steer to a career, to the career where I am now today. And I'm now part of a leading industry which provides quality, innovative, and compassionate healthcare. So wonderful decision as well.
This is, you know, as a sales and marketing for, you know, medical health insurance, is like your go-to in your life?
No, I was, so a lot of our friends during that time were just being forced by our parents because they knew how in-demand nursing was that in our time, you know. My father, who wanted me to become a nurse so that I could work abroad and provide a more comfortable living for my family. And so he wanted me to become a nurse. But I said to myself, this is not the course that I wanted to take. But I also knew that there are so many potentials that I could discover to myself. And so looking at nursing because of, like I said, the extremity of the training program and the ability for you to be exposed to different ways and means, servicing or getting in touch with people or working with projects. And so it kind of along the way, you know, I felt in love with nursing.
Yeah, I think it suits you too, because you're a very people person. And I can imagine, like, if you're a nurse, can you imagine, Nico, if Clyde is a nurse, he must be a really fashionable nurse.
If he were a nurse and he was attending to like a female, someone in her 20s and she's like sick, and she'd be like, and I have like an extension. Are you going to be my attending nurse? I'm thinking I need another week. I'm going to stay here.
Or
at least get your details.
Or like when you pass the instrument to the doctor when in a surgery, you'll do it fashionably.
Right on. Right on.
But I certainly, if I'm sick, if you were a nurse, if I'm sick, I would actually want Clyde to look after me.
Aww.
Yeah. I remember you from somewhere. Oh, weren't you my nurse? you bump each other in the mall. But Clyde, I have more things to ask you, because you know what? Based on my investigative research, stalking and social media, it is. Okay, you worked in the BPO industry, apparently. Now, for how long did you stay? And for those who have not worked in the BPO industry, in your own words, what would be pros and cons?
The BPO industry. I walked the aisle as a fresh graduate to a young professional. Mm-hmm. It was one tough moment. I needed so much courage, stepping from my first real job interview to marching my way to my station and taking on the job. I knew I needed to be brave because I didn't know what type of storms coming my way, you know. And surprisingly, it showed how assertive and persistent I am to deliver the best for the company and all its stakeholders. I've been working in the BPO as a performance analyst and marched my way to become the performance maximization supervisor for 2 years. And they have given the opportunity out. I think that was, I'm not sure, but I think that for the history of that company, it was the first time where we bring someone out from the Philippines out to the United States to be exposed on some processes, et cetera, and systems. And so it was a very good opportunity to me. To answer your second question, when it comes to the disadvantage, I think for me, the biggest disadvantage in the BPO industry is, the biggest advantage for in the BPO industry is the vast potential opportunity for professional growth and development. I have witnessed that in my with my colleagues. They became a multifaceted individuals and have really made impactful change in their lives. I think, though, on the other hand, the disadvantage is really more about managing yourself, your lifestyle, your choices. But needless to say, it's not really the spectrum of the BPO world. It's really how you carry yourself. The waves in the industry is really massive. And it's up to you how you would be able to ride along with the waves.
I like how you put that out there. It's not really the industry itself. It's how you carry yourself.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. And the reason why others are not able to really succeed in their field of endeavor is you're not able to adapt to that. There are really challenges coming your way. It's really about how you need to prepare yourself as well. It's not about, we cannot control these things to come in our way. What we can control is how we approach these things.
Yeah. You know, like you were already successful in BPO, you had the promotion, which it's not a, normally BPO is you were stuck in one position for a while, but you managed to get that promotion to like a senior level. So how did you feel leaving that senior level and venture into another career path doing HMO with IntelliCare?
Looking for a job? Check out our active job openings at www.bsa-solutions.com/applicants-space. BSA Solutions, shaping the future beyond boundaries.
Yeah, I've also tried to reflect your question. And well, if I go back to what I was saying, it's really about how you carry yourself. Admittedly, I was one of the people who weren't able to handle the speed of my exponential growth in the BPO industry. As you said, that I was able to climb up the ladder in just span of 2 years from an agent to becoming a quality analyst to managing quality analyst. And I think a candidate to handle the entire channel. It was really massive for me. And I thought of taking a pause in my life. And so when I had that pause, we used to own a resort in Camotes Island. So I spent time relaxing and sharing my hands in the business. And after a few months, I was ready to take off. And I said, I'm going to go back. But I asked myself, where do I begin?
Nice. First time for someone to sing in the podcast. That's good.
Yeah. Do I have to start refreshing all over again? Starting all over again. So another one. How do I attain my dreams at the same time, achieve my purpose? Those are my questions. Like, you know, I have gone through all this efforts and persistence, but do I have to really go back again? And so my late father, he was one of the pioneers of IntelliCare, eyed on me to follow his footsteps, but he never knew that it was my last choice.
Okay.
No, I mean, it's kind of awkward to have your father in the house and still catch him on an 8-hour work shift. So I didn't like the idea, but after trying of several job interviews, etc., it really led me to IntelliCare. So I held my breath made my jump, and as I submerged myself to this company, I have seen how amazing it is to be part of an organization who forefronts in providing quality healthcare services to Filipinos, or in my case, to Cebuanos. What made it more really exciting is to be working in an environment, well, that time it was very awkward to me because I'm not used to working in a family environment. But with IntelliCare, later on, I was able to appreciate how wonderful it is to be working in an environment that embodies a family spirit, values togetherness. So in this journey, even though my father already passed, I could still feel that I am not alone. The journey with my folks.
it's really nice when you have someone you can really ask questions, like sensible questions about your job, knowing that, you know, your dad is, you know, immersed in the company. So who better to give you the best pointers, right? Your dad must have helped you a lot.
Yeah, he did. Early on when I started the company, well, my dad was really more on the relationship side. Mm-hmm. He's not really more on, you know, aggressive when it comes to selling who we are, what we do. And so I got that part from him when I was exposed to some of his clients where we just sit down over coffee and talk about their business. And I was trying to be ready of my presentation, of my proposals, but we never talk about IntelliCare. He's just interested more on how to develop more stronger relationship with you. And that speaks to his accounts. His accounts that I'm now handling have been with us for 20 years, 25 years, 15 years. And really, businesses really will grow and strengthen if relationship is at the centerpiece of it.
This one is really important. I'd like to ask you this because this is, I think, something that would like strike a chord with a lot of Filipinos. Can you give us at least two, or if you want to give more, that'd be awesome. Two of the most common misconceptions about health insurance here in the country. For sure, you encounter this on the daily. So let's help everyone debunk some of them.
Yeah, I get a handful of that misconceptions daily. But you know, as an HMO consultant, when you journey along with your client, you'll develop a teaching space that would strengthen your business relationship. You know, one misconception, and the always misconception, is why are you guys expensive?
Okay. That's always a good conversation starter. Yeah.
I know if you're listening, IntelliCare folks, I'm sure you can relate to this. Mm-hmm. Why are you guys so expensive? And sometimes I thought about that, and sometimes it really matters on how we define expensive. Like just like what Nico mentioned a while ago, with IntelliCare, we value accessibility and availability of healthcare services, and at the same time, as HMO provider, we work together as your partner. And the centerpiece of all of these efforts also lies on how the provider is competent, compassionate, also responsive, so that we could, which is our vision, to trailblaze a holistic approach to healthcare management. And we can never discount that. It really requires to create these kind of massive innovations, ways to digitize it, ways to make it more efficient. Back then, we thought that we are leading when it comes to the swipe card technology. But right now, we are forefronting the digitization. We're using digital apps, digital ID, just in case, you know, the member will lose his card along the way, you know. So we have, there's a continuous journey of innovating and growing and developing. And I think the second misconception would be, I get this from mostly for me, micro, small, medium enterprise. I don't regularly go for doctor visits. And we are not a sickly company. And so I think I should not need a healthcare plan. That's their common misconception. What others should know is what they're getting is a peace of mind. And just recently, diba, we faced the wrath of pandemic, We cried out for healthcare security. And this is really the primary goal of an HMO. When you fall ill or there may be injury that may happen, you have a healthcare plan that you can lean on. But more than that, IntelliCare goes beyond just curative and treatment, the treatment side, you know, of healthcare. Mm-hmm. We wanted to also rally the prevention part, which is, as what we always say, prevention is better than cure.
That's right.
Is why we want to magnify our presence in getting our members informed, sending them out with healthcare advisories, creating wellness program. And it's, like I said, it's really about partnership with the human resource more specifically.
That's very well put. And I hope those who are listening right now, you should be able to have a better idea, or at least, let's say, an appreciation of health insurance. It's not just something you pay out of your pocket, or this is just taking money out of my precious salary, but think of it as protection for yourself.
I think I want to add that to Clyde, you know, like, a lot of employees probably underestimate how much research, how much study a company make when they choose the HMO provider, right? For me at BSA, we didn't actually choose IntelliCare just because of, like, you know, like the price, or we look at the cover. We compare the cover, we compare every detail, and then we try to match the age, the age population of in the company with the benefits, you know, like what benefits we need for 25 to 35 year old. So, you know, like, the cost is huge for a business, for HMO, but we know that it is important to actually make sure that they get the right benefits for their age, you know, which I think it's not just about, this year, let's go in IntelliCare. No, we actually do a lot of study into the benefits. And, you know, how long did it take for us to actually...
I journey along with you on that. I mean, looking back, even from the beginning, when we started to explore... you guys don't know how it would take Zana and Sally and Pat time to really study, figure out what's really best for the employee. And I was really touched when your best interest in mind is really how we can promote more health well-being to our employees. And I would say that you have chosen the best.
There you go.
But the one of the things that I chose IntelliCare is the comsite, is the mental health that they actually, you know, put a weight on, which it resonates with me, because for me is mental health actually is the preventative. You know, when you have a good mental health, you have a healthy mind, you will have a healthy body.
Yeah. And I wanted to also grab this opportunity to tell to our BSA employees that you need to use and this platform, like the CompSight platform, to air out the things that you are feeling, or because I tried it myself. I had a phobia on on answering forms, and so I felt like it already created a pain in my arms, and so I felt that when there's pain and where there's anxiety, I think I have to consult this. And so a lot of us try to normalize depression. I'm depressed today, or I'm stressed, or I feel like anxious. But clinically, it's also important that we understand this, because we don't take this just lightly. Like, if someone get depressed, like in the Philippines, sometimes I'm so depressed, it becomes just an expression. But really, when you look at depression as the true meaning of it, and the complications behind it, it would lead to something very serious, and that requires serious help.
Sometimes a lot of us just say the word depression just to, you know, you use the term, but you don't really understand fully what it is, so you just blurt it out, and then you think, you know, sometimes it's really a light, slightly light issue, but then it becomes even bigger than what it's supposed to be. So sometimes it's really awareness of the situation and what clearly is depression. And I think that's I think something that's really lacking these days. It's the appreciation of going to a dictionary and really looking for the definition of the word. Come on, man. It's not easy to blurt things out and have people worry about you when there's really nothing going on. You know, if you want to look at it from a different perspective, right? I understand that, mental health issues, they really happen every day. And it's good that in this digital age, people are now talking about this and are more susceptible to the idea that this really does exist. There are a lot of unfortunate situations that could have been prevented if we had someone to talk to or if we had someone to address these issues.
Yeah. Clyde was telling us about his phobia filling up forms. Mm-hmm. I do have that phobia filling up forms. If you go to Department of Transport and your immigration, for me,
you should avail.
Yeah.
That benefit. I mean, Zana got you that benefit, so you should use that.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I know you have other passions, you know, like what is Clyde's dream? What's your best interest? What you're passionate about as Clyde outside the IntelliCare?
Looking for a job? Check out our active job openings at www.bsa-solutions.com/applicants-space. BSA Solutions. Shaping the future beyond boundaries.
Outside IntelliCare, I really wanted to... I think my passion is really helping people because I take so much time. If I feel like this person needs to be mentored or to be guided, because I grew up facing the world, not really alone, but basically I was on my own. Like, when I started with the BPO industry to working to IntelliCare, it's like I went out from my family because I wanted to learn things on my own. I separated with them. And so I felt like how it is to be, you know, without someone teaching you these things. So I take time to teach, to mentor, and growing with them is a wonderful journey. And so I think one of the passions and one of the interests that I'm venturing right now, earlier this quarter, I joined a community organization called the Junior Chamber International, or the JCI Mandawi, which aims to develop leaders that could create a positive impact in the society. I think now I'm really interested in utilizing this platform to amplify my desire in shaping others one community at a time.
That's wow. Perfect. That's perfect. You know, wow. For someone who is very busy, you still have time to actually still expand your human bubble and find ways to help. That's awesome, brother.
Thank you, brother.
Right. Now, I just need to ask one more question. Clyde, what advice can you give our listeners of this podcast, Finding Mojo with Zana and Nico, about the importance of having medical insurance?
Oh, wow. What I could say is that every employee provides quality of work when they have a peace of mind, that they are confident that the company stands along with them in case when they seek for healthcare. And that's what we always say, they are the asset of the company. And protecting our asset is also securing their health. They are at their best when they know they are also trusted to the leading healthcare.
True. And how do you show up to work when you're not healthy, right?
Yeah.
There you go. Perfect. So, Clyde, we are so happy. Thank you so much for, of course, joining us for this episode. You know what? Takeaways, Zana, I wanted to point these three things out for this entire podcast. Number one is, early on in life, be moldable like clay, right? Mm. Yeah, because if you are so, that means you have an open mind, even as early on. And when you have an open mind and a willing heart, you will go places. I talk about this on the radio. I'm multitasking it takes you places. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're the kind who twiddles on your cell phone and then still watching a movie. No, I'm kidding. But yeah, it's still multitasking. It's still multitasking. Okay. It takes you places. Promise. Trust me on this. Number two, never be afraid to pivot, even when you're in a very comfortable position. I mean, come on. Clyde has then represented his company. They flew him to the States to learn more processes, but then he still found a way to get out of that career and go for a different path, like a pivot. You would have kept that job and you would have been, you would have been in an even better position. But then I think you just wanted to find your purpose is what it is. That's why I think that was a great pivot for you. For others, when they do the pivot, some may be successful, some they don't. So it's good that you're able to have a successful career with IntelliCare. Last thing, create relationships to achieve brand loyalty. There you go. And that's exactly what you did. Zana, as what Zana mentioned, she has talked to a lot of healthcare providers, some agents, but then she did find that her relationship with you swayed her into choosing IntelliCare among the others. I mean, the price point is something that she had to consider, but because of you, you became the face of the franchise, and to her, in her eyes, she would choose you wherever you go. Trust me on this. If you did, I'm telling you this. Should you leave IntelliCare and then you go to a different company, she will look for you. Promise me. I'm already telling you this right ahead of time. Yeah. So there. Those are my takeaways, Anna. How about you?
Yeah, I think that's very good summary of takeaways, Nico. And if I may add, it syncs with you. It syncs with you.
Make that Clyde started with being molded as a young person, as a young individual, and now he's given a platform and he's given a position to help mold other people. You know, kind of like multiplying himself to other people. You know, if he can put in the same passion into making himself, become the person that he is now, he's now trying to create a mold of himself and probably multiply himself like 10, 20 more. Yes, and a lot of noise canceling headphones is what it is. Yes, right. Thank you so much for joining us on this week's episode of Finding Mojo with Zana and Nico. And congratulations on everything. And we hope for more success for you in the future.
Thank you again, Nico and Zana. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
Thanks so much, Clyde. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
And this has been Finding Mojo with Zana and Nico, brought to you by your friends from BSA Solutions. Y'all take care. Let's hear from you on the next episode. Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.
Check out Finding Mojo with Zana and Nico, the podcast for millennials on the go. This podcast features guests from different walks of life who have wiggled their way into finding success in their chosen fields.
We're trying to find ourselves. We're trying to land our feet on the ground and be part of society. Who are we in society? How can we be useful?
Character development really did start when I cosplayed. You bump into troubles when you're younger and then you realize, oh, I did wrong.
Get to hear insights on how to navigate the corporate jungle, even life in general.
Put integrity first at all times, no matter what it is that you're doing, because you can never go wrong if you stick to your principles.
I just chose a hobby that I like a lot and I'm passionate about, and then just put your heart into it and then make money out of it.
Finding Mojo with Zana and Nico. Download for free on Spotify. Follow the podcast and stream now